Hi, my name's Elizabeth Reinecke. I'm the author of Chasing Portraits, as well as the director and producer of the documentary film Chasing Portraits, which is currently in post-production editing. A lot of you know me from social media, and a lot of you are familiar with my great-grandfather's artwork. Some of you have read my book, Chasing Portraits, but haven't had a chance to hear me talk about it. I thought that today I would read a little bit to you from a section in the opening chapter called A Jewish Girl Should Know. I should tell you a little bit of the background of this story before I read it. My grandfather, George, died in 1992. After the funeral, my dad and my mom and I went to pack up his house. And during that process, my dad found something in the trunk of the car, a collection of pieces of paper that he thought looked like maybe something his father had written. He brought those pieces of paper back into the house, and the section that I want to read to you now is from that moment. Dad handed me the collection of paper. The stack was a printout from a dot matrix printer. Some of the edges with the holed margins that guided the paper through the printer were still attached. The font was small and looked similar to the text from an old-fashioned typewriter. Some of the words were crossed out. I recognized Grandpa's handwriting. Flipping through the pages, not actually stopping to read any of it, I saw words that caught my attention. Jews, Warsaw, anti-Semitism, hiding, Germans, Madonna and Hitler. I looked up at Dad. "Oh my God," I said, "it is a memoir. He wrote about the war years." I felt an intense desire to read every single page at once, which made it almost impossible to focus. I sat down, thinking it would help me concentrate, but I kept flipping the pages. I couldn't stop to actually read an entire page. A number of years before, when I was 16, Grandpa had shown me some of his writing. He had wanted my opinion about whether or not it was any good. His use of English was confusing and sloppy. He had commingled stories so that a tale about Poland in 1480 was intersected with a memory of the Second World War. I hadn't understood the thread of his story. I couldn't make out his goal in storytelling. I don't exactly think I was mean in my critique, but I didn't offer praise or insist he keep writing. Grandpa had said, "I know I'm not talented like James Michener, and who am I to even compare myself to a writer of such magnitude? I never spent a single day in an English-speaking school, but I have stories to tell, and I must, because I am a survivor, and if I do not write them, who will?" I recalled this exchange as I looked at his journal and realized he had continued writing despite my lack of enthusiasm. Grandpa had felt the importance of his story and of passing on this written history to his granddaughter. He had been wise in ways I didn't comprehend. He had written so that when he was gone, I would know. How did I know this? Because as I turned the pages, unable to read any one in its entirety, I spotted a paragraph, one that had my name in it. Grandpa wrote, "Some say it will never happen again. Well, it's too easy. It did happen. They killed openly without fear. Where and how did they have that much hatred toward us? It could happen again. We cannot and will not forget. We will carry it like the Bible forever. There are hundreds of books on the subject. Nevertheless, I am a Jew and I write. I'll do it till the end of my days, if only for my granddaughter Elizabeth to know the truth and not to be afraid of it." Time stopped for a moment. The nostalgia and sadness I felt weighed upon me. If history and legacy make a sound as they fall upon your shoulders, the clamor of Grandpa's words landing on mine was deafening. For a long while, I was torn, unsure of how to even begin to bear the responsibility I felt, and only fitfully engaged with my family history. Over time, I realized how deeply I yearned to learn more. and I began to pursue the lost fragments of my family's history, a journey that eventually came to be called Chasing Portraits. This book is that story. But the story doesn't start with me. It begins around 1890 with my great-grandfather Moshe in the Polish town of Siedlce. This concludes an excerpt from my book, Chasing Portraits. For more information about the Chasing Portraits project, my great-grandfather's art, to learn about the documentary film and the book, please visit www.chasingportraits.org. The book is available from your favorite local independent bookseller. It's also available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The documentary film is currently in post-production editing.